Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Mem Vav Nida 46. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records the following teaching of Rava, Amar Rava Ketana, a girl who is under the age of 12, called Shtemes Reishana Mema'enes Vehoeches. So earlier we had learned that our Mishnah has established that when a girl reaches the age of 12, and when a boy reaches the age of 13, the baseline is that their vows are accepted. But here, Rava is saying that a girl, when she reaches the age of 12, she's able to do miun. And what miun means is that if she was married off as a minor rabbinically by her brother or mother, she's able to reject it without a get. And normally the law is that she has to be a minor when she rejects it. But here Rava is saying that even at the age of 12, so we see from here that as long as she's the age of 12, she's still a minor. But from that point on, mikam va'ilach, from that point on, once she's over the age of 12, from when she's 12 years old and one day, b'ma'enes ve'eno choletzes. From that point on, eina m'ma'enes, she's not able to do the miyum, but she needs a regular get to leave the marriage. She needs a regular divorce. And also, if she was married, it is considered a complete kedushin. And however, in a situation where her husband dies and she has no children, she stands before his brother, normally speaking for Yibum or Chalitza, for whatever marriage or for ending it through the Chalitza. But in this case, we say she's not able to do Chalitza because she's a minor. So these are presumably two contradictory points. So that's what the Gemara says. Hagufa Kasha, this is an internal contradiction. You say that when she's the age of 12, she is Eina Meme. She says, under those circumstances, when she reaches the age of 12 years old and one day, Eina Mema'enes, she's no longer able to do miun. Alma Gadoahi, we see from that point, she's an adult. Ve'i Gadoahi, and if she's an adult, let her do Techolitza. Let her, once she reaches the age of 12 years old and one day, let her do Chalitza. Chitema Mesafkoa, and if you want to say Rava's saying, well, she can't do it because we're not sure if she's really adult, that's why we don't let her do the Chalitza. Umi Mesafkoa, was Rava really in doubt? And this is the fundamental point. Rava is of the opinion that a minor who reaches their age of being an adult, which is for a girl 12 years old in one day, she no longer needs bedika, because chazaka hevia siman. And we say the presumptive status is that once she reaches the age of 12, so she is considered to be an adult, and we don't even require her to be checked to make sure that she has gone through adolescence. So we see from here an internal contradiction, that Rava is saying that if it, with respect to miun, we allow her, we say that once she reaches the age of 12, she can no longer do miun. Whereas with respect to chalitza, we're saying that she's not able to do chalitza because she's still a minor. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Hani Mila, the Gemara first tries to answer by saying, Hani Mila Bistama. So Gemara seems to say that generally speaking, that once she reaches the age of 12, we say that she's an adult. But if they checked her and they didn't find any signs of adolescence, then we don't say that she's an adult. And then Gemara goes on to this discussion. But the fundamental point is Rava introduces this idea that a katan sheigil klal shenotel eina tzricha bedika, that once the minor reaches their age of understanding, they no longer require to be checked. And the assumption is that they are therefore considered an adult. So this is something that's relevant for us today, because to what extent can we rely upon this when there's a boy or a girl who's bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, and maybe doesn't look like they've gone through adolescence because they look like they're younger? Do we assume that they are actually an adult, like the chazaka of Rava, that katan shegil kol shanim chazaki shevi usimanim, that we assume that the presumptive status is that they've gone through puberty and therefore they're an adult, whether or not it's actually the case? So for halacha, we say that when do we rely upon this position, that the presumptive status is that they don't even need to be checked, that they are adults? That's only by rabbinic matters. But if it would be a biblical matter, we would not rely upon them, and we require them to be checked to see whether or not they have genitalia hair. So, and that's indeed why the Rama rules that when it, as it relates to being a shliach tzibor, as it relates to being the chaz and leading the services and for prayer and generally speaking for leading the for reading the Torah, we don't say, okay, we need to check to see if this person has reached puberty and if they have two hairs, because those are rabbinic laws, and so therefore, as long as they've reached the age of 13 in a rabbinic law, we're able to say that they are an adult. And so therefore we say, since the baseline is that most of them have achieved two hairs by that point, therefore we don't check them. And the reason is because prayer is rabbinic law. And so too the Rama says with respect to leading a zimun, even though we say Birkat HaMazon is biblical with respect to a zimun, leading the zimun, we say that's just rabbinic. And so therefore they're allowed to do it. But with respect to reciting the entire Birkat HaMazon on behalf of somebody else, which is a biblical law that each person has to recite the Birkat HaMazon, that the minor shouldn't do unless there's a certainty that they're actually an adult. Also, as it relates to a biblical law like writing a Sefer Torah, that's something that that a person needs to be an adult, a real adult, to do, and not and therefore we also can't rely on the presumptive status that this person is an adult just because they reach the age of 13.